Parshat Miketz has the story of Yosef dealing with his brothers and the cup being found in Binyamin's bag. So when Yosef accuses the brothers, the brothers say, "Okay, if we're so sure none of us took it, that if one of us took it, he should die, and the rest of us will be your slaves." And Yosef says, "Well, you know, Gama Taka Devrechem Kenhu, whoever finds it will be my slave. The rest of you will be free." So Rashi there comments and says, "Avzo minadin emet, kedivrechem kenhu shekulchem chayavin bedvar asara sheninse gneva biyadachan mehem kulam nitpasim." You were right. If there are a group of 10 people and one of them steals something, all 10 of them are guilty. So Rav Moshe Feinstein asks here in the Darash Moshe, "That's not the rule. One person steals something, 10 people are guilty. That doesn't make any sense. Even if they agree to these terms, that doesn't make it the rule." And so how do we explain this, Rashi? So the Darash Moshe explains that, yes, in terms of Bidei Adam, Beis Din is not going to punish the 9 other people who didn't steal anything. Technically, only the person who stole something is worthy of punishment, or Beis Din is able to punish them, and the other 9 not. But in terms of Midat HaDin, in terms of people being at fault, or maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu expecting more of them, that applies to all 10. That if everybody were so careful about Geneva, to show everyone else, "I detest Geneva so much. Oh, I can't even fathom the concept of Geneva. So then I'm going to be so careful about Geneva to never do anything about Geneva. And the people around me are going to learn not to steal anything. It's going to be so clear from my actions and the way I compose myself that I detest and abhor Geneva so much that no one would even think about doing Geneva. Or at least, certainly, not around me." And that's what each of us, that is expected of each of us. We each have whatever level of hashpa, of influence we have on our chabura, on those around us, that if they did something wrong, we on some level should feel responsibility. That I didn't make it clear to them that I am against this enough. The Moshe Feinstein compares this to the story regarding Shaul chasing David. David went and hid near Shmuel HaNavi. And Shaul sends a group of soldiers, I don't know, one legion after another, and they all go, and when they come to Shmuel, they just see Shmuel, and they stop chasing David. The next one comes, and they're ready to get done. He said, don't even engage him, don't talk to them. That's what Shaul instructed them, because each one was convinced to do tshuva and stop pursuing David. And each one after the other, when they came and they saw Shmuel, they stopped fighting. Because the minute you're around Shmuel, Shmuel has a hashpa gedola ma'od, that everybody sees the truth, everybody sees to do the right thing. That's the hashpa that Shmuel had on those around them. So yes, when we're not all on Shmuel's level, that everybody automatically, the minute they see him, is going to do the right thing. But at least we have to make sure, to the best of our ability, that no one in anybody who considers ourselves our friends and those we associate with would never get the idea that whatever wrong behavior, like stealing, like Geneva, is okay with me. Don't expect me to go yashar koach to you after you do Geneva. Just expect that I'm going to be annoyed with you. What are you doing Geneva? I remember there was a sicha here in the yeshiva a few years ago. There was an incident that happened somewhere in Klal Yisrael, or in Eretz Yisrael, and it was assumed that it was the fault of a group of Jews who did something wrong. And Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, our Rosh Yeshiva here, gave a sicha, and he told a story from his Rosh Yeshiva, who was named when he was in high school. His name was Rav Aryeh Bina. Okay, so now you know the name Nativ Aryeh. It's named for him. So he was the Rosh Hashiva, I think, in the Tim Meir High School. It was a school in Yerushalayim. And he said somebody once did something wrong. I don't know, kids did graffiti or you know, vandalism, something wrong, and he gave a sicha, and he said the person who did it may not even be in the room, and I'm here to yell at the rest of you, because the person who did it only did it because he thought that the rest of you would appreciate him, you know, make him cooler, that you would all do it. So because all of you are responsible for creating the type of atmosphere in which a person might think that this is a good thing to do, you're all at fault. So Rav Moshe said, I'm saying the same thing here to because we all in Klal Yisrael are guilty, that these individuals who, had to, you know, accused, I don't know what happened in their trial, I don't even remember what happened, but these individuals who did this, why did they do it? Because they thought, we all thought this would be a good thing to do. And we're going to make them our heroes, and this is an appropriate thing. We didn't make it clear to them that this behavior is inappropriate and wrong. And I remember he was done with the Sicha, and sitting right on the side, listening to the Sicha, was Harav Arnon Lichtenstein Zatzal. He immediately stood up at the end of the Sicha, walked over to him, and gave him a hug and kiss. That was, and then that moment left an impression on me, that we all have responsibility. It's not just don't do the wrong thing. We have to make it clear to everybody by our actions that we can't even tolerate this action, this type of act, so that nobody else would think we're okay with it. That's the message that Darsh Moshe gets. That Rashi's saying, yeah, kulchem, all 10 of you are responsible if even one of you stole the goblet from Yosef. So we all realize that we not only have to act well ourselves, but we have to make it clear from our actions and everything we say and believe that we have to make it clear to others who are around us that not only are we acting well, but we so detest this inappropriate action such as Geneva that we would not tolerate it from anyone else, that they shouldn't even think of doing it at all, certainly not around us.